Time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where Current State features people and organizations working to make the Mid-Michigan community a better place. This week, we feature Volunteers of America in Lansing, which offers a wide array of programs and serves more than 4,000 people each year. Here to tell us more about the work of Volunteers of America at Lansing is Patrick Patterson, Executive Vice President. Welcome to Current State, Patrick.
Good morning. It's good to be here with you. Thank you for your work.
Sure, we're happy to have you here. You offer an array of services for all sorts of folks, from veterans to families. What are your core programs at Volunteers of America?
Well, it's hard to say what our core is. Probably our famous ones that most people know about would be the New Hope Day Center, the community kitchen, and the homeless, your typical emergency shelters. But we have nine other programs in addition to those.
Mm. And tell us a little bit more about the shelter then.
Well, you'll find arrayed around the New Hope Day Center, which is the community's one-stop service center for homelessness. The hotel program, for example, which works when no beds are available at night. We have five different veteran programs, three housing, two employment programs there. And we're excited to add the medical clinic this winter.
That is a pretty exciting development here in collaboration with Sparrow Hospital. Tell us more about that. This was just announced about a month ago.
Well, it is great news. I don't know what to do next because we've been working on this for so long, and I'm really grateful to.
How long?
5 years hard,
Okay.
Even
wow.
Longer than that. So, yeah, it's been a long time getting here, but I'm really grateful to Sparrow and everybody who's chipped in to make this possible.
What will happen at the clinic?
Well,
what will you offer?
You'll have medical care for folks who typically have no experience of regular medical care in their lives outside the emergency room. So you do medicine smart, the way planned and practiced, where we know we can hit results, as opposed to trying to make the emergency room a family physician.
And when is that scheduled to open?
We hope to be open end of January. Okay. Right at the peak of, it'll be an exciting time. Just kind of happened this way, not planned necessarily, but just, we should be at the peak of need and also a really clever solution opening at that time.
Well, a couple of months before Medicaid expansion takes effect as well. So it's interesting how that unfolded.
It is. We've got a lot of people out there to serve who've got, who want to buy a new Chevy, so to speak, but we don't have car dealers in terms of physicians.
Yeah. We mentioned you serve in the thousands of people.
Yeah, 4,184, yeah.
Most of it at the shelter?
Yeah, it's all that is for that main campus location there, 430 North Large.
Have you seen any changes in the numbers of people that you serve over the last few years?
Dramatic,
The Great Recession here, I suppose.
Yeah. We served a couple barometer programs that we watch are the hotel program, because it only serves people when there's no beds left in the community. So where that is determines largely about how the homeless need is being met for, a bed at night specifically. So we don't put anybody in a hotel until all the beds in the community, including our own, are full. So if we see high demands in that, and we've seen scary increases in that. We served 1,200 unique people in that program last year. Before in 2008, which was our last fiscal year before the Lehman Brothers collapse and the Great Recession, we served 78,000 meals in this last fiscal year. So 5 years later, we served 130,000. Hmm. So you can see a dramatic increase.
The larger economy has started to improve more recently.
Yeah, but
you're still way up there.
Well, and there's talk, about the jobless recovery, and that the poorer you are, the less robust the recovery has been for folks in the bottom rungs, and we certainly are seeing that, unfortunately.
Remind us who will be eligible to use your new medical clinic.
Well, the purpose of its situation and its innovation is to combine those 12 programs with a couple of badly needed pieces of the puzzle, which is medical health care, and we hope to do better with mentally ill folks for the service being there as well. So you combine those with the 12 programs, and you get kind of an interdisciplinary team. So we'll be serving those 4,000 homeless folks we already serve.
Do you serve a lot of mentally ill people now?
Tremendous, yeah. Nearly runs right around 40% all the time.
Wow. How reliant on federal grants are you? Talk to us about your funding.
Yeah, the shutdown, is kind of a hair-pulling experience. Couldn't sign a lease yesterday for a new federally funded program that we run. We are the largest provider of services to veterans outside, private provider of services to veterans in the state outside of the state or the VA. And couldn't sign a lease yesterday because we can't be sure if we can get the code to build a new grant, because that person's been furloughed.
Oh, my goodness. What concerns you most about a prolonged shutdown?
Well, not service. So we've hired 8 people. We've got a 12-county expansion going on for what's known as services to veteran families. It's the preeminent VA response to the post 9/11 vet. We're covering 12 counties, got $1.1 million to spend a year. And got folks hired and deployed, and every day that goes by, there's a veteran family in need that doesn't get service. And families are important. It's taken the VA a while to grow its to think about the veteran family as opposed to the veteran individually. This is good stuff. It prevents homelessness. It saves money. Keeps life out of chaos. Very good for veteran kids. And we're not getting the job done.
We're talking with Patrick Patterson, Executive Vice President of Volunteers of America, here in Lansing on Current State's Neighbors in Action, which comes your way every Wednesday on WKAR. Is there a story, Patrick, that comes to mind that captures why you do what you do?
Well, a story. Once you get to know the need of the homeless population, the story just inspires you to keep moving every day because it's like it's a great sea of poverty, and you see the young and the old, the disabled, the mentally ill, the physically disabled. And so whenever I'm looking for inspiration, I just spend more time with the people because there's great need out there. And I think it's important that we all strive to do our part in the world to make this sort of we can be the city on the hill in local areas.
Mm. Volunteers of America would appear to rely on volunteers. Talk to us about your volunteer corps.
Well, I'm just the spokesperson for a huge Volunteers of America family. For example, fighting against the ups and downs of federal policy changes was a tremendous vet tribute success at the Wharton Center last week. And so, we had hundreds of folks there and all sorts of contributions to help us keep vital, to fill gaps that we can't fill, things that we can't do without people's contributions. Volunteers of America has always been our mission is to bring all to better places, the poor through practical solutions, those good people, those good donors, through satisfaction with their work, through an appeal to what's greater in all of us.
If people want to access Volunteers of America's services here in Lansing, how do they go about that?
Well, most folks who access their services simply walk in, and we are opening a new office down across from the CATA bus station, for example.
Okay.
And that's about that services grant for veterans. Fortunately or unfortunately, the folks just walk in the door.
Okay.
In Lansing area, at least. Outstate is a different issue, but in Lansing, they just walk in the door.
Patrick Patterson is the Executive Vice President of Volunteers of America here in Lansing. Thanks for joining us, Patrick.